Hi, I'm Taylor.
And I'm Jana.
And you're watching Disney Channel.
Decom Divas Pod.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Decom Divas.
With Taylor.
And Jana. Today, we are recording. Where are we recording? Tell us, Taylor.
I am dog sitting for this random person.
Woof.
Woof, woof.
There are two dogs. Woof, woof.
Woof, woof. I'm dog sitting for this random person on WAG. So we are in their house.
Yes.
And it's pretty big. So
huge,
it's
house.
Kind of
yeah.
Echoey for our recording.
Ah! Did you hear that?
Hello there. I'm an idiot. You're an idiot.
Wait, what's that from?
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh, wait, yeah! I remember seeing that movie in theaters. Do you remember that as a kid?
Both my cousins had a Grinch poster of the movie in their room.
Interesting.
So I thought about the Grinch a lot, but I didn't watch it that
many
times. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Jim Carrey is the Grinch, you know, in green face staring at you in makeup. Kind of creepy.
Over your bed.
Oh, that would be worse.
Was your room ever covered in posters?
Oh my gosh, yes. I feel like I had posters in my room until I was probably like a freshman in high school or sophomore in
really?
High school. Yeah.
You took them down that early?
Well, okay, I still have stuff on my wall. Like, I have, like, pictures and stuff, but, like, I'm talking about posters of, like...
Musicians. Wait, musicians. Who'd you have? Miley Cyrus?
I would have Miley Cyrus. It depends how old I was. Like, if I was in 7th grade, I had, like, New Moon posters.
Oh.
You know, with, like, Edward and Jacob. I think I had a Jacob poster.
Nice.
I forget. Are you Team Edward or Team Jacob?
Team Edward. Yeah.
I love this question because it's dated.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very time specific. I love that kind of question. Yeah. Do you think they're ever going to remake those movies, like, in 20 years?
I hope not. It's, like, such a... I don't know. It's just, like, such a fun thing that there was, like, young adult vampire stuff for, like, a few years in, like, the late 2000s.
That was pretty... Wait, were you pretty excited about it? Did you watch Vampire Diaries and True Blood?
I didn't watch the vampire shows, but I would try to read other vampire books, but Twilight was obviously the best.
I didn't realize you were this into it. That's so fun. Did you ever go to a midnight premiere?
No. I went, like, the first day. I was really into Twilight when I was in 6th grade and, like, 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I saw the first one 3 times. Does that mean I liked it?
In theaters?
Yeah.
I love that.
Does that mean I'm a Twilight person?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. But anyways, I don't remember our first question.
So let's talk about news of Disney Stars of Yesteryear. Woo! So I must admit, last week I edited the podcast to sound like I said Hillary Duff's baby was born. But I really was just talking about her baby shower. So here's more details about the birth of Hillary Duff's baby. She had a baby who was a girl named Mae James Bear on March 24th, and she was 7.8 pounds.
Aww.
And she's adorable. I am really excited about her new baby. It's very, very, very cute. And
did her baby have blue hair? Because Hillary had blue hair.
Oh my god, wouldn't that be cool? Would you be creeped out, or would you be like, oh my god, this is so cool if you had a baby and it had blue hair?
Beautiful.
I'm really excited to see what she looks like. And Hillary also had a children's book come out called My Brave Little Girl, and
aww,
they had a billboard for it in Times Square, so it's pretty rad. So, do you have any news about Disney Channel Stars?
I don't have anything that's very new, and I've already mentioned this before, so at Christy Carlson Romano, talk to me. But I just, she really, I didn't realize, but, like, I deep dived into her YouTube, and she will interview not only people from, like, her era of Disney Channel, but, like, new Disney Channel
people.
Oh,
that's kind of cool.
So she has, like...
Sky Jackson.
Yeah. I don't know who that is, but I'm guess, is that from High School
She's
Musical,
in,
the musical, the series?
No, I wish. She was on, what's the show called? Jesse. Do you remember the show Jesse?
Jesse. I never watched it.
I never watched that show either, Jesse, but it's about, what's her name? Debbie Ryan.
Debbie Reynolds is singing in the rain.
Oh, shit.
Carrie Fisher.
Yes. Continue talking about Jamie Lee Curtis. Christy Carlson Romano.
She has a really in-depth YouTube channel, and it's a lot of it is my research on this podcast, so I wanted to give her a shout-out. But that's not news. That's literally just, like, what I just saw on Instagram the other day.
Well, that's fun. Why
That's true. That's what I found on Instagram the other day. So yes. She has a really cool YouTube channel, and I mentioned it before, but it's fun, nostalgic. It's worth giving another
mention, yeah. Christy Carlson Romano. Oh, my cousin Madeline, she was friends with Christy Carlson Romano in high school before she was on Even Stevens.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool? And, like, Christy Carlson Romano got the role of Ren, which is, like, supposed to be a middle schooler when she was, like, a senior in high school. So, you know, do you care that much about, like, people casting, like, way older than they actually are?
It's kind of weird.
It is kind of weird. Yeah, that's, like, a good way of putting it. It is weird. Yeah. But I don't know. I love Even Stevens, so I'm going to say it works. And then I have another one final thing to say is, this is just baby central. Ashley Tisdale had her baby the day before Hillary had her baby.
And we talked about both of them.
I know, yeah. Because I was like, I should check up on her. And the baby's name is Jupiter Iris French. And she's also a girl. Isn't that cute? What do you think of the name Jupiter? Drops Jupiter.
I don't like it.
Well, what would a nickname for it be?
Joop Joop. Joopies.
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 Okay, so let's get to the movie.
Let's get to the movie.
So, the movie we're reviewing today is Genius. This movie premiered on August 21st, 1999. Which is what, Taylor?
The day before my birthday.
Yay!
The day before my second birthday.
Hooray!
We're still in 1999.
This year had a lot of movies, and I think 2000 had even more. I think we discussed it had 12 movies that year. So we're going to be in this era for a long time. But that's okay. This is like the bomb era. Not that's this true. Movie. But a lot of them
oops,
are really
we,
fun.
We already went there.
Oops, we did it.
Again.
Okay, so... This day I was 5 years old and there wasn't much going on. I was going to kindergarten. So let's get to the movie. So Genius is the movie we're reviewing. Taylor, start us off with the plot.
I will love to. So Genius starts out with our main character, Charlie Boyle, and we see him on a hockey rink.
Oh yeah.
We see that he is maybe doing something with science or he's skating or he's there. And he notices something really exciting about the ice rink, and it's like some scientific like discovery that he had, and he says it to his dad, and then his dad does the joke, English, like when someone just says
classic.
Something, I know, classic, such a good early 2000s joke. So
what did you think at this point in the movie? Like, were you like, what am I in for, or what was he thinking?
I don't think at this point I knew the movie would be bad. I think I gave it some, I had some hope.
Okay.
What about you?
Same. I was like, oh, okay. I'm not like a big hockey person, but whatever.
You know.
Let's see this through. Let's see what happens from here.
So, and now Charlie is at a roller rink, and it's sad because it's the classic, like, the nerd is on the bench. He can't
or
play.
Or like an outdoor roller skating area.
They're like doing, they're like playing street roller hockey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Street roller hockey. And he's on the bench, and he's sitting next to this, like, random person that's not really with him. But he keeps saying, hey, like, let me in. And then the jerk is like, no, you can't play with us. Then, so he's not playing. And he says something to the girl next to him just about science, like a science fact.
He's trying to do, oh, he's talking about different scientists to her, and he's like, anything? And she won't respond. She totally ignores him, and then she gets up and leaves.
She just gets up and leaves, which I feel like is so rude and doesn't happen.
Well, what would you have done?
I would only react that way if someone was being a pervert, not if they were my age and just talking about science.
And she's like totally straight-faced ignoring him, not even looking in his direction, and then she leaves.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
So, the next scene, we see that Charlie is at home, and he's in his room. His dad comes in with some mail, and he's been accepted to college. And at this point, I said, what? Because Charlie is 13, and yep. He's in 8th grade, like every other main character in our Disney Channel
yeah,
shows.
Yeah, another 13-year-old, beep, beep.
Beep, beep. He's 13. So, we're like, what? And they never explain what they mean by that. They never say the context yeah. of he applied for this school or he applied for this. They just
yeah,
are like, these are the colleges. And it's not, we find out he's not like he's a student, but I'll get to that. He chooses, plot point, his dad's like, wow, Harvard, MIT, all of these choices, where will you go? And he's like, I want to go to Northern, was it Michigan?
No, okay, so I didn't find this out from the movie. I had to look it up. He goes to a school called Northern, and it's in Wisconsin.
Okay, so he goes to a school in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And have you been to Wisconsin?
Yeah, Wisconsin's great. Yeah.
That's random.
My dad's from Michigan and Wisconsin's right there, and he had like a friend who moved there. I went there during the summer. It was long time ago, like 2002 or something crazy like that. But it was really cool. I liked it. And I guess they have really good cheese there.
So. I've heard.
Yeah.
I've been to Michigan. That's where my dad's
from. That's the Midwest.
That's
there
where,
you go.
That's where my mom's from.
Your mom's from Michigan?
Yeah.
Wait, what city?
I don't know.
One of them.
Actually, she's not like from there. She was born in San Diego, but she lived in Michigan a lot.
Oh, cool.
She lived in a small town, but I think it was nearest to Traverse City.
Okay.
I don't know. I probably don't know the where your dad is from, if you said it.
He's from Muskegon, Michigan.
See, yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah. Did you like Michigan? What do you think?
It was fine. I got fudge because they have this island called Mackinac Island, and you get fudge at it.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's like fudge an old island. Town. It's like an old time. Well, it's not just fudge. I made it sound like it was just fudge, but it's like old timey, and they have horses that take you on carriages.
Oh my god, I love that. I love horses on carriages.
So let's see. He chooses to go to Northern, which is in Wisconsin. His dad's like, "Why?" And he's like, "Wow, there's this scientist that studies ice hockey and science. I love him. Like, that's my choice."
Those are his two favorite things in the world at this point.
Yeah, so he's like, ice hockey in there, I'm going. Which, so he decides to go there. And again, we don't know why, like, we don't know, did he apply to schools? Did they just come? He's 13.
Yeah, it's really weird. We don't know. Yeah, and they're never like, "You're going to college early." They just have him getting all these acceptance letters.
They have him, he has to teach a lab once a week, and he also is doing research.
With the scientist guy?
With the scientist, and he's like not going to eighth grade, which is illegal, but anyways.
I don't know if he tested out of it. They could have told us this stuff. It's weird.
We need the context, Disney Channel.
Yeah, yeah.
So he goes to the hockey team. He shows up, and the hockey team, like, their coach is talking to the team, and Charlie, like, walks up behind them, and they're talking about Charlie.
Like, he's like trying to get a good view of all of them, but they don't see him, but he can see all of them because he's hiding like under the bleachers.
So they talk bad about Charlie, but it's like, he's like 13 and he's just gonna be around to like learn science, so I don't know why they were they just started talking shit about him for no reason.
Yeah.
Which just to create like something, like, I'm like, this is fake, this is not realistic. The principal walks up to Charlie, the dean walks up to Charlie and says like, "Welcome," and then takes him to like the scientist he's really excited to meet. Mm-hmm. Dr.
Crickstein. Yeah,
okay, good. I didn't know the name. I wrote Dr. K in all my notes.
I'm so Dr. K.
And, oh, turns out there's not funding for this project. Dr. K is kind of weird. They're just, like, in a basement.
So he's not going to... Is he getting paid?
He's getting paid, but, like, I don't know what this is. Is Charlie a student? Why is he getting paid to do research when he's gone to no college? Yeah. I don't understand. Anyways, but that's besides the point.
Yeah.
So he walks up and he sees that the hockey team hates him. There's a few other scenes where he like meets his roommate and his roommates are just really mean to him.
Yeah.
I don't think it's even
legal. It's just like, crazy that he's like rooming with a bunch of dudes who are like
in college.
Yeah, like maybe 20.
Which is not appropriate.
No! And then they have like one of those dorm rooms that's like, which they didn't have at our college. It's like a suite.
And then
instead of you having like a common room for like 40 people, which is what we had because my school's kind of cheap, you have a suite and then you have like four rooms attached, and it's him and a bunch of 20-year-old dudes, which would never, because they're, and then there's a bunch of parts in the movie where they have them like partying with a bunch of girls, and I'm like, he's like a 13-year-old boy, and there's people like, I don't know, they had them with like cups, so I'm like, okay, this is Disney Channel, like they're gonna pretend like it's not alcohol, but it's just like crazy.
Yeah.
But I guess our innocent minds wouldn't have gone there.
I know, but still, I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
So we see more scenes of Charlie just not belonging. It's just really funny because it's just like, okay, they just hate him for nothing, just to hate him, I guess.
Because they feel, I don't know, because they're like, what the hell are you doing here trying to teach us? But it's like very juvenile. And he's much more mature than them, basically.
He really is. It's kind of, it's different. So the next thing we see, Charlie is in the ice rink because the ice rink is where he feels at home.
Yeah.
And he sees this girl ice skating. Well, she's figure skating and doing this really like impressive routine. And he's just like staring at her in the creepy, you're staring at a person way in a movie.
Yeah. Well, it's like he's like at awe with her. He's taken aback.
So she walks up to him and she introduces herself and she's like, "Who are you?"
Her name's Claire.
Her name is Claire, yes. And Charlie is like getting a flashback from the conversation he just had with Dr. K, which was like pretty
decent. Asked him like how to interact with people. Like he's like, "I'm not very social. In fact, I have like no friends. How do you make friends?" And the scientist is like, "Well, I mean, I'm like not the best person to ask."
Yeah, but, yeah.
Try something new.
Basically. So then he was like, "Try something new." So he's like, "I'm going to lie and say a different name." So he calls himself Chaz instead of Charlie.
Because Chaz is a really cool name, right?
It's very cool.
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
It's the coolest name I've ever heard.
Isn't Chaz the dad on Chucky's dad on Rugrats?
Maybe.
I think so. Yeah. Which is also short for Charles. So it's not...
Charles. So he lies and says he's Chaz. She asks him, "Where do you go to school?" And he said, "Where do you go to school?" So then she told him, "Oh, I go to like Franklin Middle School." And then this guy leaves and immediately hacks the computer system for that school and enrolls himself as a student.
Yes.
So he named a fake name, Chaz something.
Chaz Anthony.
So Charlie registers as Chaz Anthony into the Franklin Middle School system. He hacked the computer for this. So then he shows up to school with sunglasses and a leather jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's cool now. He's Chaz.
Yeah, Chaz is cool.
He registers as a student to a school he doesn't go to stalk a girl in his class.
Yay!
Yay him. So that's what he does. And they end up in the same science class, one of the few other classes. I forget his first introduction. Oh, I remember his first introduction. This bitch goes into his classroom and he gets his leather sleeve stuck in the door. Like, enough so where he could open the door and get his sleeve out, but he just doesn't. Because the teacher's like, "Go on, sit down." And then he's like pretending like he's not doing it on purpose. So
he's suddenly very smooth.
Yeah. And then the teacher's like, "Okay, like, you're on my list," type of thing, because, like, he wouldn't sit. He was just trying to be cool, and I was just like, you could have easily just taken your sleeve out of the door. How does he have time to be in eighth grade? Because he goes back, and he's supposed to be doing full-time research with this guy, and he's also just registered as an eighth grader.
Yeah, and he teaches classes all at the same time, or he teaches one class?
Yes.
I don't get
That's the next scene where he teaches, like, they said, "Oh, you're teaching a lab." So he's teaching a physics lab.
Oh, okay. And I didn't even realize it was physics.
He has, like, the bully come up and write something on the board and then embarrasses him in front of everyone. And then Charlie leaves because he's, like, embarrassed.
The bully is his roommate, Mike.
Wait, like, the bully was his roommate?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, see, that's how unmemorable this is.
This movie sucks. Anyways.
Yes.
Okay, so now that Chaz is a bad boy, Charlie is a bad boy, he's Chaz, he needs to find a way to get to Claire. So he's trying to get Claire to tutor him, and he kind of, like, forces her in a weird way, and then she's like, "Okay, fine." And they're at Claire's house. Charlie discovers that Claire's dad is the hockey coach at Northern.
Mm-hmm.
Shock. Oh, no.
And that, therefore, he would know who Charlie is.
Yes.
Yes.
So he panics because Claire's dad is about to come into the room. He grabs, like, a piece of art they have that's, like, a metal, like,
it's
a
like
mask.
A mask,
a gold mask. So he picks it up and then it's like, "Oh, you can't see me," and then, like, leaves.
He runs out of his house, like, all at once. It's very weird and random.
That's far more embarrassing than what it would have been if saying that.
But then he would ruin his whole reputation, and he only thinks that she would like him if he has nothing to do with science.
He only thinks that she'll like him if his name is Chaz.
Yeah.
So, Charlie's back working with his Dr. K. I keep calling him his lab partner, which is kind of what he is. Dr. K. And they finally figure out their graviton machine. I still don't know what their machine does.
Okay, so I looked it up.
Okay.
This machine isolates. They're trying to learn how to defy gravity. And the machine is like a particle something, particle divider. And so by using this, they want to be able to take the gravity out of, like, the air. It split, like, particles and
To make the hockey puck go better?
No, just to, like, you know, see, make things fly, I guess.
Okay,
defy gravity. Basically, it's a machine to defy gravity. It's a particle splitter, I guess, that would defy gravity. Yeah.
You've said defy gravity a few times, and I had to...
I was hoping this would come out. Sing it.
Think I'll try defying gravity. It will bring me down, down, down. Something wicked and monkeys. Yeah. I've seen Wicked 3 times, and I still don't know it that well. But I really enjoy...
I've seen it twice. I've seen it once in New York and once in San Fran.
Oh.
Wait, did you see it twice in London?
I saw it once in London. I've seen it twice in San Diego.
Ooh. Wait, but didn't you say you don't even like it that much?
It's fine.
Why did you see it so many times?
It just, I don't know. It was like one of the shows that was like always in London, and it was so cheap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because it's cheaper there, right? To see shows.
Yeah. Oh, what a life they live.
Wait, anyways. Taylor studied abroad in London. I think we brought this up before.
I have studied abroad in London. Jana studied abroad in Paris.
Yes.
We're both fancy ladies.
Yeah. We're fancy, huh?
We both lived in that foreign country and ate a baguette and some cheese and thought,
Yeah.
Just kidding. That's my experience. I don't know what your experience is.
No, I ate so much cheese while I was there. Oh, my God.
Oh, cheese. Anyways. Back on track. Mostly for me because I'm going to lose my train of thought. Oh, this was a thing that both Jana and I were like, what? When it happened, it was a small thing. We're back at science class, so he's being Chaz again.
Mm-hmm.
And the science teacher is, like, passing past
back. Oh, my God!
And there's a girl that's, like, dozing off, and he hits her on the back of the head.
Like, womp. And I just did it to Taylor. I'm sorry.
I was there. I know what it means. And it's, like, a close-up of that. So that was, like, a little shot in the movie.
Yeah, it's not okay on any level. It was really creepy and crazy and weird and, like, what?
Yeah, we were like, what? Okay. The teacher cares so much that Chaz becomes a better student that he organizes a field trip to Northern. Because he's he says there's kids your age that really are smart and like try to be like to do well. There's this kid at Northern who's 13 and he's like doing research.
And as they're telling Chaz this, he's like, trying to find any excuse to like not go because he's like,
that's me. Somehow he has time to run back to the school, the university, leave campus, go back to the university, say, oh my gosh, they're coming here for the field trip today.
Yes.
And then runs back to his class. So to disguise himself so they know that it's definitely not Chaz that's up there. It's this Charlie person. He paints himself purple like Barney.
Yes.
And then he's in a wheelchair and pretends that he was in an accident.
And he makes his voice sound all distorted like this. And he's like, and he makes Dr. K stand up there and say like, oh, unfortunately, Charlie's very injured. And they pan to him and he rolls out like a profile view on this stage that's like meant for like musical performances.
I know.
And he's like, I can't, as you can see, I'm very injured. He doesn't explain
You're
why.
You're doing a really good voice impression of that voice.
Yeah, so he's Stephen Hawking it, and then he, like he zooms stuff off the stage, and he's like, oh, God, fine. And then I don't remember why they wanted him to come back on stage. Why did they make him do that?
He
goes back
know.
Into the audience after that, and they're like, you missed him. And they're like, oh, surely he's coming back. So you had to go put the paint on, go back on stage. It was really ridiculous.
Yeah, it was like, this wouldn't have actually happened.
I mean, it's like, and sometimes stuff like this happens in movies. And I'm like, okay, at least that was like pretty ridiculous fun. But this wasn't even. And at some point, he goes on stage for the final time. And he like zooms, like he flies. I don't even know how. Maybe he had like one of those old people wheelchairs that you can like move and stuff like that. I guess old people aren't the only ones who have that. And he, like, zoom. So he, like, flew out of his wheelchair like it was, like, a spring. This is crazy shit that happens. He goes back to his dorm room, and his roommate, the mean guy Mike, comes to him. They have kind of a heart-to-heart, and he says, hey, Charlie, I think I'm going to fail my class, and I have no future. And what do I do? So he's like, I'm going to tutor you. And then Mike's like, well, what do you need in your life? And he's like, oh, I need advice on how to talk to girls. And he's like, what do you think I should do? And then he's like, don't think, just do. So they cut to Claire and Charlie at like an ice skating pond. And Claire is like figure skating again. And she She's talking about her mom and how she was really inspired when she saw her skate. And she's like, it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And then he says, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Aww.
That was a really smooth one.
Do you want someone to say that to you?
Yeah.
Aww.
Jana, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever
seen. I've been holding that in.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Thank you. I should learn to take a compliment. Claire talks about how she started ice skating because she saw her mom perform and it was just so wonderful and it inspired her. So she traded in her goalie mask for a sequin skirt.
Aww.
Very cute. So she does some ice skating and it's very like cute and kind of romantic, I guess. Like they almost kiss, but then these two little girls throw a snowball at them. So he ends up tutoring the skater guy who is his roommate. And so they show them both at the championship hockey game for Northern. And they're playing against this really hard team that always cheats called Rumson. This like movie doesn't make it like, I don't know, Taylor, I don't know if you have like more of an opinion, but it's not like kept thinking they were going to turn around and say, but you shouldn't cheat. But they never really said that in this. It was kind of like, well, if they're cheating, we should cheat too.
Yeah, that's exactly what the lesson was, which was so weird because I was like, wait, they're cheat. They basically were throwing the game. Like they created another way to throw the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what they were mad at the other people for doing. So the other team for doing. So it didn't really make any sense.
Yeah, it didn't.
There was just like no justification for anyone's actions in this whole movie. Like it doesn't, nothing makes sense.
So Charlie's at this game with his friends that he's made at the middle school that think he's really cool. And Claire is sitting with her dad. She was like, hey, look, that's that Chaz guy I'm like friends with. And Charlie keeps hiding because he knows that Claire's dad knows who he really is. He's not Chaz, he's Charlie. So,
bum, bum.
Da-da-ba-bo! And while this was happening, Charlie had left the gravity machine on and like on accident and it overheats. And so I don't know if we said this, the lab that he's working in is directly below the ice, rink.
We didn't mention that.
So now you know. It goes off and it cracks the rink. So it splits like the whole thing apart and they have to stop playing in the middle of this championship game. Simultaneously, Charlie gets found out that he's both Chaz and Charlie because Claire's dad knew who he was. And so he ruined this game, which could ruin her dad's career as the coach. And also, she's really pissed. So everyone finds out that, like, who Charlie really is. And his friends are really pissed. And, like, Claire takes it really personally. She's like, you were just doing this to make us all look stupid.
Yeah, I feel like it's always, like, you did this to make us look stupid.
Like, that's a lot of thought.
It's a lot of thought, and he doesn't know her, so I don't think he would pick on a random person to make someone look stupid.
Like, he wouldn't go to a middle school to be like, I'm going to go here because I'm really smart, act like I'm really dumb, and then tell them all. I'm like, no, he wouldn't think of that. So she takes it, like, way too personally. I get why she's mad, but, like, I think it's pretty obvious to, like, see, like, he went there for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, like, you shouldn't lie. Like, that's not a good basis for a relationship or whatever it would be at 13, but still. It's a little dramatic. Okay, so Claire's like, I never want to see you again! And, he goes to the middle school, makes this huge announcement on the loudspeaker, and he's like, I'm so sorry to all my friends, and I'm especially sorry to Claire. And the friends, like, he meets up with them, and they're like, yeah, that was kind of cool, but we still don't forgive you. And she's like, I don't! And she's like, once again, is like, you're trying to make us look dumb! Like, okay.
He wasn't.
Everyone's mad. Back at the lab with Dr. K, he's kind of like, ugh. Head and hands, what to do? Dr. K's like, hey, what do you think? I hang out with you all the time. I'm not cool. I can't give you any good advice. So they actually, while they're in the midst of this sorrow, they end up splitting the gravitron machine and so they can study its quantum forces and unlock the secret of how it works, aka defy gravity. That's a direct quote because I still don't know how this thing works. So they learn how to defy gravity and basically they learn how to like float in the air because this machine makes it so. And so they want to like simulate an atom. So they're basically simulating an electron. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. Not because you're not talking about it, but like... Because
you don't remember.
Yeah, they just
did
that.
When do you learn this? Do you learn this in physics or in like what level of science? I don't remember.
I don't know. I know what an electron is, but
yeah.
I
They're not very good at explaining it because I don't remember science. I'm not, like, that good at science. And, like, I don't think this is, like, a good movie for kids because, like...
It's fake science.
Well, yeah. Kind of. So they realized this could help the hockey team win and get everyone to like Charlie again, which is the most important part. Who cares if they win? I just want to be liked, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Because he's never been popular before. And the scientist says, you know what, Charlie? You're more than just my assistant. You're my friend.
The 50-year-old man says to the 13-year-old boy.
What would you do if a 50-year-old man said that to you?
I would be like, Mom. Mom, help.
And he locked him in a basement with him. All day. I mean, okay, not locked, but still, he's hanging out in a basement with his 50-year-old man all day. Just saying. Okay, so they realize, like, they could use this power to help beat Rumson, which is a team that always cheats, so they might as well cheat too. So, whatever. So he meets up, or he goes to the pond that his friends go skating at, and he goes there and he's like, I need your help, and they refuse to help him until he admits that he's, like, Claire's like, yeah, we're not gonna help you, Chaz, and he's like, no, I'm Charlie, and I need all your help, and so they're like, fine, we'll help, which I guess he just has to say his real name.
I'm Charlie, and then they'll do it.
Yes. So they end up getting everyone to help out, and Claire's like, I'm only helping because I don't want my dad to get fired. They learn how to control Rumson, the other team, by using this gravity machine. So they put these sensors on the team, the Rumson skaters, without them looking, so they can control their movements. So throughout the game, when the game's going on, Charlie and Claire control the way the Rumson team is moving. They make them move in the opposite direction. And so me and Taylor thought, oh, there's like, they're gonna make them do all these like figure skating frou-frou moves. And what do they end up doing?
They do the frou-frou moves.
Yes. So it's really cute. Did you like this part?
Yeah.
Is this your favorite? This might have been my favorite. It's like the only cute part.
Where they're underground doing the dance
moves.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cute. I was like, this is kind of fun, even though I was like, well, they're cheating.
Yeah. But they make them do, like, I don't know, arabesques and or, like, spins and twirls, and they, like, have two big cocky dudes holding each other and, like, skating. And the scientist, like, at first is, like, against it because he's like, this is cheating. And he's like, I'll help you. So they end up helping them. They win the game, and they, like, at some point, all of them are floating in the air because the gravitron machine explodes at the end of the game, and then Charlie and Claire kiss. And the movie ends when they show all the kids back on the lake with the scientist, Dr. K, there, and they're all going to play hockey, and then the hockey team itself shows up, and they're like, hey, can we play? And then they end up all playing together, and the end. So that is genius. Yeah. Woo! Say woo.
Woo.
Taylor, I'm getting so bored at home. I think I need a new quarantine hobby. What have you been doing lately?
Well, oh, I just got a boba tea kit and I've been making it at home.
Oh, that sounds so good. Where did you get that from?
It's a company called Milk Box Bar. Since COVID, they've been selling boba at home tea kits. It's really cool too because they donate $5 from every boba kit sold to Bracken's Kitchen, which prepares meals for adults experiencing homelessness.
Oh, I'm going to look this up now. Oh, they have Thai tea.
It's so good. When I bought it, I used the code DECOMDIVAS to get 10% off.
Oh, yay.
Shop online at milkboxbar.com and Instagram at milkboxbar and use the code DECOMDIVAS. That's DECOMDIVAS.
To get 10% off.
And boba tea.
Yum. That's the best part. Hey, Taylor, what's the worst thing about buying art for your apartment?
It's got to be finding a place to hang it up, measuring where to put it, nailing it to the wall, and then trying to cover up the hole when you move.
Well, Taylor, what if I told you there was a way to buy beautiful, high-quality art that doesn't have to be nailed to the wall?
I would say that you must be talking about Staccardo?
Yes, I am talking about Staccardo. Staccardo is an art company from my hometown of Sacramento. They create adhesive hand-drawn art prints that are as beautiful as they are easy to decorate with.
And I would know because I happen to have a piece of Staccardo. I have a yellow and black adhesive print called the Honey Girl that I absolutely love. And guess what? It took me less than 5 minutes to put it up.
And I have more than 6 different pieces by Staccato in my tiny apartment, and it's made my place look so much more colorful and homey.
Whether you like boho, colorful, neutral, psychedelic, or nature-inspired art, you'll definitely find something you love from Staccato's selection of adhesives and canvas prints.
Visit staccato.com or their Etsy page, Staccato Art, that's S-T-A-C-C-A-R-T-O, to get 20% off your first order using the code DIVAS20 at checkout.
And check out their Instagram at staccato.studio to see their beautiful prints and upcoming products.
Okay, back to the show. So what did you think of the movie, Taylor?
I didn't like it. I thought this movie just like didn't make sense at all. Like they didn't really explain why the characters were doing what they were doing. And also hockey just kind of fit in, but it was mostly about how he was smart, but like it was about hockey, but they never like really, he never really seemed to be that connected to hockey. I don't know, in my opinion, but yeah, I don't know. I had never heard of this movie. I didn't recognize it, and now I know why.
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
Yeah, very similar. It's really boring. It doesn't make that much sense. It's very like, the plot doesn't like weave together very well, and they like assume you like know all this stuff about science by watching it. That's the thing that like I had a hard time keeping like on task with movies like my whole life, especially when I was a kid. And this would have totally lost me because like because most kids, I don't know if most kids are into science, so if they're not, you have to make it accessible, and they didn't really do that at all.
Yeah, it was, so I can't tell if it's real science or fake science.
I think it's fake. I don't know. I mean, it's like, I don't get it, because it has to be fake because like they're floating in the air and you can't do that in real life, so obviously there's something fake. I don't know. I couldn't tell, but it's, yeah, it was boring. So who is your favorite character?
I guess my favorite character would be Claire by default, because she's the girl.
Yeah, I know.
And she's very beautiful.
Yeah, she's gorge.
And we'll talk about later, but did more musical theater things.
Yeah, so we kind of have to like her.
Yeah. Who's your favorite character?
I actually liked the scientist guy, Dr.
Oh,
K.
Yeah.
Dr. K. Because he, like, I don't know. He was, like, a cool teacher. He wasn't, even though we joke about it, he really isn't that creepy. He's, like, a fun guy. And he's, like, I don't know. I like it when, like, smart people and, like, teachers and stuff, like, talk to the kids like they're just, like, normal. They don't talk down to them. And he's very, like, and he's, like, I don't know a lot of things. I just know about science. I don't know about girls or socializing. I think there's, like, this part where he, like, asks, like, have you been on a date? And he's, like, not in 20 years or something like that. Like, yeah. So I liked him. I think he's my favorite character. Do you have any favorite lines, Taylor?
Okay, one of the kids says he has to go to the bathroom, but he says, I gotta go pay the water bill, and then he walks away. It's very brief. It's when they're watching the presentation.
Go pay my water bill?
Yeah, he said, I gotta go pay my water bill, like, because he had to go pee.
Oh, I love that!
And I was like, that's so cheesy.
That's really, I actually think that's really cute.
Yeah, but besides that, I didn't really have anything that I was like, I must write that down. Oh, wait, I have a favorite line I'll say after you say.
No, you go.
Okay, fine, I'll go. This was very cheesy, but it was very sweet. It's like, you can solve all the mysteries in the world, but what does it mean without friends?
I love that line too! That was really cute. I think Charlie says that to the scientist. Yeah, and he's like, you're right, I don't have any friends except you, and you mean more to me than this gravitron will ever mean. Yeah, I think that's a really cute line. I love it. There's this part where, like, Charlie's talking to his roommate once they start getting along about, like, girls and stuff like that, and he's like, I know how to make my move. I've been doing a lot of research. That's kind of cute. So, yeah, it wasn't a very funny movie. I mean, it wasn't, like, cringy. I mean, I guess it was bad, but it wasn't, like, bad in, like, they're trying really hard to be funny way. So, I don't know, it was fine. Now, I wanted to talk about what was going on in August of 1999 in general, because we kind of know what's going on in Disney Channel. One thing that did premiere on Disney Channel in August of 1999 was Britney Spears' Baby One More Time tour. They had a little special segment for her concert on Disney Channel, so that's fun. Yeah. Were you a Britney girl?
I was a little too young to see her, remembering when her songs came out.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, like, when I remembered her songs coming out, like, when she was in, like, the circus phase.
Yeah, of course.
But, like, not the early ones. What about you?
Yeah, I was a really big fan. I loved her. I never seen her in concert. I really wanted to go when she was in Vegas, but didn't work out. But, I don't know. I'll see her one day, maybe. So, Disneyland, another Disney news. The Tarzan Treehouse opened in the summer of 1999. Do you like the Tarzan Treehouse?
I do.
I think it's fun.
I think it is fun. I like walking through it.
Yeah.
I don't like that kids are in the way when I want to do the thing at the end where I can bang the teapot and stuff with the pans.
Oh, wait, is there always someone there?
Yeah, they always got a kid in the way.
Yeah.
This is for me. I'm in my 20s. This is mine. It came out when I was a kid. I still own this.
You have never even seen Tarzan.
I know.
Have you seen the Tarzan, like, the raunchy one with Margot Robbie and Alexander Skarsgård?
I don't think I want to.
Why not?
I don't know. Raunchy. Ugh.
You don't want to. That's not the way you want to see Tarzan.
I guess not.
Should we do that as, like, a special Divas? okay, so non-Disney news. I'm going to talk about some of the most popular songs that of August of 1999. Genie in a Bottle.
Woo!
Do you like Genie in a Bottle? What's your opinion?
I like it. What's your opinion?
I like it. I really do like Christina Aguilera. You know what? No, she does get a lot of fame. I think she has one of the best voices ever. And, yeah, I used to be like, oh, that's too bad that people, like, put her second to Britney. But, like, being second is better than being nothing, you know?
That's true.
I'd rather be Christina. She's doing pretty well. Do you know Bills, Bills, Bills?
Of course.
Okay, love that song. Oh, do you like the Glee cover of it?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, what haven't you found another? Okay, All-Star
by Smash Mouth.
Yes, what do you think of that?
I'm looking at Jana's notes. I'm cheating. I saw it before she said it. These are all bops. What's the last one?
I Want It That Way.
I want it that way. Tell me why.
I think we've sang this song on the podcast before.
We probably have.
So those are the good times of 1999.
Let them roll.
Amazing. So now let's discuss the fashion in this movie!
Fashion!
One more time, T.
Fashion!
So it wasn't very interesting, as you might imagine.
I looked at Jana, we were watching this together, and I looked at Jana and said, I don't think you'll have a lot to work with here.
So I guess, like, the main character is, like, a little boy, a 13-year-old boy, so he's, like, super round glasses because he's a nerd, and he has, like, kind of, like, not mullety hair, but, like, you know when boys, like, grow their hair a little too long and it, like, flips out like a duck? He has that kind of hair, which is, you know, it's fine. It's, like, set in Wisconsin, so they're, like, wearing, like, a bunch of layers. They wear, like, preppy outfits. Like, he dresses like he goes to, like, a private school. Lots of fleece, lots of khaki pants, which I hate khaki pants. High-waisted mom jeans, oversized plaid jackets. Clary wears some cute stuff because she's, like, an ice skater. She has this, like, Angora pink sweater, which is kind of, like, a very floofy wool, like, it's cute, like half sweaters, like ballerinas wear. It's cute. I always wanted to be an ice skater, but I'm from California, so you know it's not as popular here. So that was it. It was just kind of boring. There was some cute stuff, but generally speaking, it was 90s, but not the good kind. So yeah, Taylor, why don't you tell us about the actors in this film?
I would love to. This one is pretty fun, I would have to say. So our main character, Charlie Boyle. Not to be confused with Charles Boyle from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He is played by Trevor Morgan, who I don't know who that is, but based off of his IMDb page, he's been in a lot of things.
Okay.
Jurassic Park 3, Mean Creek, The Sixth Sense.
Who do you play in Sixth Sense? Which also came out in August of 99.
Oh, he must have been one of the other kids.
Maybe he's like one of the kids at the birthday party.
I saw that movie a long time ago, yeah, so it's I don't remember really. It, besides its iconic twist.
Yes.
Anyways.
he's dead.
So he's still acting, which is cool. Emmy Rossum played Christine
Diane!
In the Phantom of the Opera movie.
Yes.
And Jana, what is your middle name?
Christine.
Why is your middle name Christine?
Because Christine. Because of Phantom of the Opera. My dad loved the musical and he wanted to name me after it, or at least my middle name. So yeah, there you go. Christine. Yeah. Jana Christine. That's
it's
my name.
It's a fun yes. fact.
Shout out to my best friend Laura. It's her favorite, or one of her favorite musicals, and she introduced me to it. I love the Phantom of the Opera movie. Have you seen it?
No.
It's really, we should watch it together. I love it. I've heard people say they don't like it because Gerard Butler plays the Phantom and people said he has a bad voice. I thought he did a good job. People always say that Russell Crowe did a bad job in Les Miserables, and I also am like, it's not that bad.
I know. I'm like, they're in a movie and they're singing a really hard part.
Yeah.
And they're just like they're a medium regular singer.
Yeah. Continue.
Dr. K, which is real name.
Oh, and Emmy Rossum is also in Shameless.
Shameless, right, yes. Right. Mm-hmm.
Which is a show I've heard really good things about. I've never seen it.
And you talked about something else.
Oh, and she had her own album in like the late 2000s, early 2010s, like when I was in high school.
Aww.
Yeah, she's a really beautiful singer. Very talented.
And ice skater. Yes. Who would have thought?
No.
So Dr. K, Dr. Kernicke, is that his name?
Kernicke? No, his name is Crickstein.
He's played by Charles Fleischer. He was in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, The Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, who is he in that?
I haven't seen that movie either.
You haven't? I've only seen it once.
Mag says I look like Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, yeah. Red hair.
Wow.
Big boobies. She's always, Taylor's always wearing a dress with a slit up to like half of her ass is showing.
Yeah.
So yeah, she definitely looks like her.
Yeah, my boss has had to talk to me about it on multiple occasions.
You're like, I'm not giving up the slits.
And I'm like, not giving up the slits.
And then you flash her.
So let's see. Dean Wallace was played by Peter Keligan. And he was in comedies such as 18 to Life and appeared on Seinfeld. Mike McGregor played the mean guy.
Oh, the Dr. K plays Roger Rabbit. He voices him.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a bigger deal than I thought. Sorry, y'all, that I missed that mark on there. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. Good for him.
Mike McGregor, I wrote Canadian stuff because I didn't understand.
McGregor is the guy, his roommate, yes.
Yeah, I didn't recognize any of his movies because they're all Canadian.
What's the guy's name?
Yannick Bisson?
Yeah, it's Bisson? Yeah.
The coach is played by Philip Granger, who is in things such as Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, Ghost Wars, and Upload. I hope one day that there's a Disney Channel movie where I've heard of most of these people.
But I think the point is it's like C-D listers in these movies that are usually never seen again. And I kind of like that.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know. That's
kind of special with it.
It is special. It's like these aren't hot shots. I think it's because they're like low budget, they don't need to be low budget. It's kind of like, Disney has so much money, why don't they spend more money on their decoms? But also, would I like them as much if they spent more money on them? Maybe not.
That's true.
Yeah. TV movies, I guess you don't have a big budget anyway. Okay, so
we're looking up.
Let's look up, what is the next movie we are doing? The next movie we're doing is Don't Look Under the Bed! Which has the guy who plays Larry and Even Stevens in it. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Maybe. I think? I didn't watch Even Stevens.
Okay. I don't remember this movie. I remember, I know of it, I just don't know if I've seen it. So, I probably haven't. So, this will be exciting. This is going to be kind of spooky. Ooh, so get ready. Get ready to be spooked.
Halloween in spring.
Yeah, so thank you. I'm sorry this episode, like we said, boring-ass movie.
We don't like it.
No. Sorry, guys. But, you know, it's not always going to be a winner. But sometimes it will, and we're hoping the next one will be. So join us next time when we watch a Disney Channel movie!